الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون، نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنكم على بينة من ربكم ما لم تظهر فيكم سكرتان، سكرة الجهل وسكرة حب العيش، وأنتم تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتجاهدون في سبيل الله، فإذا ظهر فيكم حب الدنيا فلا تأمرون بالمعروف ولا تنهون عن المنكر ولا تجاهدون في سبيل الله، والقائلون يومئذ بالكتاب والسنة كالسابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the supreme creator of each and everything that exists. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay, Allah has created everything that exists. And this creation of Allah have been endowed with certain properties, endowed with certain abilities and capabilities. These qualities, properties, capabilities or abilities which Allah Ta'ala has endowed His various creation with, these are not inherent properties. But in exhibiting these various properties, these creations of Allah are still dependent on Allah. Ma'in maskub, water flows not because it is water's quality to flow, but because Allah is causing it to flow. Dhillim mamdood, shadows are lengthened, not of their own accord, but because Allah causes it to be lengthened. Inna lillahi ta'ala malakan, nisful asfal min nar, wa nisful a'la min thalj. Lathalju tutfi'un nar, وَلَنَّارُ تُذِيبُ الثَّلْجِ. Allah Ta'ala has created one angel. The bottom half of this angel is made out of fire, and the top half of this angel is made out of ice. The ice does not put out the fire, and the fire does not cause the ice to melt. Why? Because fire does not burn of its own accord. It is Allah's creation. For it to exist, it needs Allah. Likewise, for it to burn and carry out its properties, it still needs Allah. Ice cannot melt or give off coolness of its own accord. It is still dependent on Allah. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that this angel is perpetually in tasbih, glorifying Allah. Normally when you ask, what is tasbih? They say, subhanallah. What does this mean? Glory be to Allah. Ulama explained, tasbih is tanzih, to declare Allah's purity. Farsh se lekar arsh tak, from the earth of Allah, the sand, the rivers, the trees, the mountains, the oceans, the insan, the animals, the multitudes of creations which Allah Ta'ala has kept beneath the earth, the minerals, iron ore, platinum, gold, diamonds, the surface of the earth, so many creations that the mind cannot fathom. It is said 1 cubic centimeter of the water of the oceans contains more living organisms than all the human beings on the surface of this earth. In 1 cubic centimeter of water, Allah Ta'ala has kept more than 6 billion makhluk. Moving upwards, the skies, the comets, the asteroids, the planets, the first heaven, malaika of the first heaven, second heaven, malaika of the second heaven, third heaven, fourth heaven, fifth heaven, sixth heaven, seventh heaven, and the various creations contained within these heavens. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. No one knows of the armies of Allah besides Allah. The kursi, the arsh of Allah, farsh se lekar arsh tak, from the earth, right up till the arsh of Allah, everything that exists has within it some deficiency, some fault, some lack, some shortcoming. Ya Allah, you are the only being. You are the only being that is free from any form of blemish, fault, shortcoming or lacking. Subhanallah, I declare your purity from every type of blemish or fault or shortcoming. That is tasbih. And one is when the tongue says tasbih, and the other is when the heart says tasbih. To have that absolute conviction in the depths of the heart that purity only belongs to Allah. This angel Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, perpetually makes tasbih. What tasbih? Subhana man allafa bayna al-thalji wal-nar. Glory be to that Allah. Glory be to that Allah that has created harmony between fire and ice. And then Nabi Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this made dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allahumma kama allafta bayna al-thalji wal-nar, allif bayna qulubi ibadika al-mu'mineen. O Allah, as you created harmony between fire and ice, create harmony, unite the hearts of my ummah. Such was his fikr and concern for the unity of this ummah, that they should not be overpowered by ideas that I belong to a certain race, I belong to a certain creed, I belong to a certain nationality, I belong to a certain country, I belong to a certain lineage, I belong to a certain language. Above all these points of recognition, this is just for recognition. Inna khalaqnakum min dhakari wa untha wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu. We created you men and women, and we made you into different tribes and groups. Lita'arafu, for purposes of recognition. This is not for purposes of division. This is not so that one thinks himself superior to the other. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said something to this effect, that that person will become the cause of division in my ummah, and will try and create and breed disunity in my ummah on the basis of race, color or creed or language. Then he said, put him to death. The punishment for him is death. And not just death, he said, sharra qatlatin, kill him in a terrible manner, so that it becomes an ibrat and a lesson to others, that they should not also do this. His primary concern was to unite the hearts of the believers. لو أنفقت ما في الأرض جميعا ما ألفت بين قلوبهم ولكن الله ألف بينهم. Allah Ta'ala informs him that, O my beloved Nabi, if you spend all the wealth of this world, you will not be able to unite the hearts of your ummah. ولكن الله ألف بينهم. It is Allah that unites the hearts. إن قلوب بني آدم بين أصبعين من أصابع الرحمن يقلبهما كيف يشاء. The hearts of men are between two fingers of the fingers of Rahman. The hearts of men are between two fingers of the fingers of Rahman. يُقَلِّبُهُمَا كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. Allah will turn those hearts in any direction that He wants. Malik, ذُلْ جَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ, the owner of everything. Greatness and glory only belongs to Him. He is mutasarrif, He is controlling this entire creation. He is Mudabbir, He is the arranger of every affair. Mudabbir bila mu'in, Mudabbir bila mushir, Mudabbir bila wazir, the arranger of every affair without any assistance. No one assists Allah, no one advises Allah, no one gives suggestion to Allah. Yudabbirul amra min as-sama'i ila al-ard, from the heavens to the earth, it is only Allah that has decree, and it is only Allah that is controlling everything. Allah Ta'ala introduces Himself. Allah introduces Himself in the Quran. Inna Rabbakum Allah. Ajeeb. Inna Rabbakum Allah. Allah says, verily your Rabb is Allah. And who is Allah? Insan has to understand his purpose on this earth. The life we were given is very temporary. So temporary. How much life? Inna amara ummati ma bayna 60 ila 70, aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that the average life of my ummah will be between 60 and 70 years. 60 and 70 years when compared to akhirat, first day of akhirat, khamsina alfa sana. Khamsina alfa sana, 50,000 years long. One day, 50,000 years long. كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ ضُحَاهَا. Allah says when they will see the life of akhirat stretching on forever and ever, so vast and so never ending. Allama Ghazali rahmatullah Ali gives the example. He says if this whole earth had to be filled with tiny mustard seeds from the earth right up to the heavens, and every 1,000 years a bird comes and lift up one seed and goes away, comes back the next 1,000 years later to take the next seed, all the seeds will finish, but the life of akhirat will still not come to an end. When they will see akhirat, it will appear as if the life in this world was one morning or one evening. كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ سِنِينَ. Allah will ask, O insan, O my banda, how long did you live in this world? How long was this life? كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ سِنِينَ. How many years? The reply will come, لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا. O Allah, we live for one day. أو بعض يوم, or a portion of one day. Such an insignificant life. مالي وللدنيا ما أنا في الدنيا إلا كراكب استظل تحت شجرة ثم راح فتركها. He said, what is there for me in this world? What is there for me in this world? I am but a traveler who took some shade underneath a tree and continued his journey. That is the life of this world. أَفَلَا يَرَوْنَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ يُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدِ يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدِ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودِ. Why don't you look at the movement of day and night, day following night, and the seconds and the hours and the minutes and the hours and the days of this life slipping away? يُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ. Every distant thing is brought near. My child is born today. It seems a long way away that the day is going to come that my son or my daughter or my child will qualify from school or university or become a doctor or a lawyer or whatever. And in the blink of an eyelid, the day has already come of their graduation. Every distant thing is brought near. Every new thing is made old. وَيُقَرِّبَانِ بِكُلِّ مَعُودٍ. And every promised thing is made a reality, it brings it closer and closer. Shaitan's effort is to deceive this insan that the promised things, qabr and akhirat and maut, those things are far away. Now is not the time to worry about it. Enjoy. You have plenty of time in this world. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, al-maut, al-maut laysa minhu al-faut. Death, there is no escape from it. In akamtum lahu akhadakum. If you will oppose it, it will overtake you. It will overpower you. وَإِنْ فَرَرْتُمْ مِنْهُ أَدْرَكَكُمْ. And if you will run from it, it will find you. أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتُ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. Run, run in any direction. Run where you want to run. On its appointed time, that death and that mort will find you, even if you are in a fortress also. وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. إِنَّ أَجَلَ اللَّهِ إِذَا جَاءَ لَا يُؤَخَّرُ. Not one second's respite, not one second's chance will be given. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala was standing with some companions, and a janazah passes by. They ask him that, oh Abu Darda, whose janazah is that? He says, brother, that is your janazah. That is your janazah that is going past. And if you don't like what I am saying to you, then take it as my janazah. Because Allah says, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتُونَ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. You, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have to die and they also have to die. Same Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Zarar bin Zamra Kan'ani mentions in the majlis of Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he's asked about Ali bin Abi Talib, he says, I saw him one night, قَائِمًا فِي مِحْرَابِهِ قَابِضًا عَلَى لِحْيَتِهِ. Standing in his mihrab, he had caught hold of his beard, he was rebuking himself. Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, O my Allah, O my Allah, يَتَضَرَّعُ إِلَيْهِ. Humbling himself in front of Allah. He says, it was so dark, وَقَدْ أَرْخَ اللَّيْلُ السُّدُولَهُ وَغَارَتْ نُجُومُهُ, that the night had dropped its curtain and the stars had become hidden. Totally alone, unaware that he was being observed. He says, فَكَأَنِّي أَسْمَعُهُ الآن. I can hear the sound of the voice of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu ringing in my ears. Turning towards the dunya, إِلَيَّ تَغَرَّرْتِ إِلَيَّ تَشَوَّفْتِ إِلَيَّ تَشَوَّقْتِ إِلَيَّ تَزَيَّنْتِ. Are you trying to deceive me? Are you trying to entice me? Are you trying to draw me away from my object? Are you trying to make me forget the reality? وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. خَالِقِ الدُّنْيَا, the creator of this dunya, Allah says, the life of this world, the possessions of this world, the attractions of this world, the buildings of this world, the factories of this world, the wealth of this world, the luxuries of this world, the amenities of this world, illa mata'ul ghurur, are nothing but objects of deception. They will beguile you, they will make you fools, they will deceive you. They are not what they appear to be. Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, ghurri ghairi, ghurri ghairi, deceive someone else. Deceive someone else. قَدْ بَدَتُكِ ثَلَاثَ, I have divorced you 3 times. I have distanced myself from you. عمروں کی قصیر, مجلسوں کی حقیر, خطروں کی یسیر. He says, your life is very short. You have no value. Your majlis is haqarat, it is disgrace, you are filth. من قلة الزاد وبعد السفر ووحشة الطريق. Then he lets out a deep sigh. And, oh Ali, how little you have prepared for the hereafter. Oh Ali, how little possessions you have with you for the hereafter. How long is the journey of the hereafter? And how frightening is the road towards the hereafter? That personality was told by Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Ali, أما ترضى أن يكون منزلك مقابل منزلتي في الجنة. That, oh Ali, does it not please you that your home will be in front of my home in Jannah? That personality is rebuking himself that I have made so little preparations and how long the journey towards Akhirat is. On the other hand, those whose every day is in cheating, every day is in lying, every day is in deception, every day is in fraud, every day is in trampling on the rights of others, every day engaged in chasing and hankering after this worthless dunya, he is at itminan, he is content, he has no concern, he has no fear of qabr, he has no fear of akhirat. The lines of worry have not even lined his face. أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah says, what do you think? What do you think, that this life is forever? That a day is not going to come when you are going to be resurrected? That the day is not going to come when you will have to stand in front of Allah and give account for this life and how you lived in this world. أَلَا وَإِنَّ الدُّنْيَا عَرْضٌ حَاضِرٌ يَأْكُلُ مِنْهُ الْبَرُّ وَالْفَاجِرُ أَلَا وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ أَجَلٌ صَادِقٌ يَقْضِي فِيهَا مَلِكٌ عَادِلٌ قَادِرٌ يُحِقُّ الْحَقُّ وَيُبْطِلُ الْبَاطِلُ ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. نبي باك صلى الله عليه وسلم said, listen O my ummah. This dunya is valueless. It has become in front of you in an attractive form. It is there at your disposal. The good also eat from it. And the disobedient of Allah also eat from it. And know and understand that akhirat is promised. A day is going to come when each one of you will have to stand in front of Allah. يَقْضِي فِيهَا مَلِكٌ عَادِلْ قَادِرٌ. That king and that owner who has complete qudrat, complete power, complete justice. On that day truth will be established. On that day batil and deviation will be established. Know and understand that good of every form belongs to Jannat. And hardship and evil of every form belongs to Jahannam. Do not be deceived by this world, the luxuries of this world, and the amenities of this world, and the attractions of this world are just a temporary aberration, a passing phase. It has no value, it has no permanence. And the hardships of this world which you fear, and the difficulties of this world which you fear, in reality are not difficulties. Shar and hardship and difficulties are in Jahannam. do amal in this world. This is a place of test. Allah has not sent you to acquire the things of this world. Allah has not sent you to hanker after the temporary possessions of this world. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say that do amal, strive in this dunya bi qadri baqa'ika fiha, to the extent that you have to live in this world. And make effort for akhirat. Make effort for akhirat to the extent that you have to live in akhirat. فَعْمَلُوا أَنْتُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ حَذَرٍ. Do amal, but know that Allah is watching you. Insan's purpose, insan's object in this world is not the temporary things of this world, is not the wealth and the amenities and the luxuries and the embellishments of this world. This is a deception. This is a lie. Every morning, at 6 or 7 o'clock, stand on the highways, stand on the roads that are leading into the places of commercial enterprise. Stand on the highways outside the cities of Cape Town and any of the cities of the world. There is a mass exodus of humanity. Thousands and thousands and thousands and millions of human beings throughout the world. Every morning at 6 or 7 o'clock, that like ants are converging upon the business houses, upon the factories, upon the places of commercial enterprise. No azan was given. No jamaats were made at 2 or 3 o'clock that went to knock on the doors of the houses to make the shkil. That listen, at 6 or 7 o'clock you have to go to Cape Town, or you have to go to job, or you have to go to the shop, or you have to go to the factory. It was not advertised in the newspapers. No gush was made, no elan was made. No invitation was given. But like clockwork every day, this mass exodus of humanity is moving every day like clockwork, is striving, using the strength and the ability and the intelligence which Allah has endowed them with to acquire the material things of this world. Respect, recognition, fame, wealth, fulfillment of desires. Around these five things, around these five goals, around these five icons, more than 90% of the human race has made this their object. And they are striving in this direction. I want to become someone. I want to have a degree. I want to be recognized. I want to have a fancy car. I want to have a big home. I want to become known in society. I want leadership. I want people to look up towards me. These things we have made the object of our lives. That is why our principal effort, principal energy, principal time, principal capabilities are being utilized towards the achievement of this. Whether it is South Africa or China or America or England, or whether it is Iceland also, throughout the world, more than 90% of the human race has made this their goal and their object. Has made this the maqsad and the object of their lives. And the reality, my respected brothers, whether we understand it or we don't understand it, whether it appeals to our logic or not, whether we like to hear it or not, these goals and these ideas and these objectives which is moving more than 90% of the human race is a falsehood. It is batil. It has absolutely no basis with why they were sent to this world. 99% of the human race is pursuing and chasing a lie that acquire the wealth of this world, acquire the possessions of this world, acquire the recognition of this world, acquire a name in society. This is your object. Children are being brought up with this ideology. Schools are running with this ideology. Universities are running with this ideology. The press is propagating this ideology. Governments are running with this ideology. And the fact of the matter, my respected brothers, is that this is a lie. It is batil. In the annals of human history, the greatest conqueror that ever existed in recorded human history was Genghis Khan. After him, the second greatest conqueror was Mahmud Ghaznavi. After amassing kingdom and wealth throughout his life, he decides to build a hallmark of his achievements, a palatial home that will be a testimony to his achievements. No expense is spared. This beautiful and palatial home is prepared. Then he invites his father, Subhuddin Rahmatullah Ali, to view and witness what his son has achieved. He takes him from room to room, ornament to ornament, portrait to portrait, display to display. The father does not react, he says nothing. The expression on his face does not even change. Mahmud Ghaznavi, a warrior throughout his life, is filled with fury and anger and resentment that absolutely no recognition to my achievement is being given. My father is not even reacting, not even praising me. Finally, his fury reaches such a level that he can no longer contain himself. He cannot strike out at his father because this is his father after all. So to give vent to his anger, he lifts up his axe and he strikes it at one of the moldings in his palace. And this molding splinters into 1,000 pieces, such is the might of his blow. At this his father smiles and he says, "Oh my son, you have spent your entire life making effort upon that which cannot withstand the blow of one axe. Allah has not sent us to make effort upon sand. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ That what do you think? O insan, what is your perception of this life? That we have created you in vain? We have created you to procreate? We have created you to put up big, big buildings? What difference is there between you and the disbelievers? They have made these their goals, you also have made it their goals. Do you think that you have been created in vain, وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ and you are not coming back to Allah? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Allah says, I have not created insan and jinnat except for my service. Aliyarifun, to make the marifat of Allah, to recognize who is this Allah. Shop, job, degree, wealth, government, kingdom, this is not the object of your life. نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا Allah says, we have already decided this, distributed this. Someone we made rich, someone we made poor. Someone we made black, someone we made white, someone we made yellow. Someone we made an Indian, someone we made an African, someone we made a white, someone we made Chinese, someone we made American. Someone was given black hair, brown hair. Someone was given blonde hair. Someone was given green eyes. Someone was given brown eyes. Someone was given black eyes. هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ Allah says, in the womb of your mothers, your tasweer, your picture, your appearance was already decided. كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ As Allah will. You have no say in these things. يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah does as He wants. يَخْلُقُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah creates what He wants. يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah guides whom He wants. يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah deviates whom He wants. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah gives wealth, affluence to whom He wants. Not your intelligence, not your degrees, not your know-how. وَيَقْدِرْ. Allah snatches it away and makes poor whom He wants. أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَى. Happiness in the hands of Allah. Sadness in the hands of Allah. أَمَاتَ. Death in the hands of Allah. وَأَحْيَى. Life in the hands of Allah. One Allah is the doer. يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. He does as He wills. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ وَمَا لَمْ يَشَاءَ لَمْ يَكُنْ. What He wills happens. What He does not will does not happen. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ كَمَا شَاءَ كَانْ فِي الْوَقْتِ الَّذِي شَاءَ عَلَى الْوَجْهِ الَّذِي شَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ زِيَادَةٍ وَلَا نُقْصَانٍ وَلَا تَقَدُّمٍ وَلَا تَأَخُّرٍ وَمَا لَمْ يَشَاءَ لَمْ يَكُنْ. That happens which Allah wants to happen, in the manner Allah wants, in the time Allah wants, not before Allah wants, not after Allah wants, not more than that which Allah wants, not less than that which Allah wants. وَمَا لَمْ يَشَاءَ لَمْ يَكُنْ. And that which Allah want, does not want, will never happen. Position in this world, status in this world, color, race, creed, nationality, all this in the hands of Allah. نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ. We have distributed these things. These are not your objects. You haven't been sent for this. You were sent to recognize your Allah. أَمَا إِنِّي لَمْ أَخْلُقْكُمْ لِأَسْتَكْثِرَ بِكُمْ مِنْ قِلَّةٍ وَلَا لِأَسْتَأْنِسَ بِكُمْ مِنْ وَحْشَةٍ وَلَا لِأَسْتَعِينَ بِكُمْ عَلَى أَمْرٍ قَدْ عَجَزْتُ عَنْ. إِنَّمَا خَلَقْتُكُمْ لِتَعْبُدُونِي طَوِيلًا وَتَذْكُرُونِي كَثِيرًا وَتَسَبِّحُونِي بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Allah says, I did not create you because we numbered too few and you wanted to increase our numbers. I did not create you because there was some task that was too difficult for me to do and I needed helpers. I did not create you because I was lonely and I wanted some company. You were created to worship Allah. You were created to glorify Allah. You were created to raise the name of Allah on this earth. To say to every person, to say to everything around you, that in the heavens and the earth there is no one, there is no one that can solve your problems besides Allah. There is no one that can give you peace besides Allah. There is no one that can give you respect besides Allah. There is no one that can give you death besides Allah. There is no one, no force that can give you life besides Allah. There is no one enabling you to see besides Allah. There is no one enabling you to hear besides Allah. There is no one causing your heart to beat besides Allah. There is no force that is enabling your lungs to breathe besides Allah. There is nothing that is enabling you to digest your food besides Allah. War does not occur in this world without the permission of Allah. Peace cannot take place in this world without the permission of Allah. The decision of love no one makes besides Allah. The decision of hatred amongst human beings no one makes besides Allah. Advancement no one can decide besides Allah. Decline in no one's hands besides Allah. Day from Allah's qudrat. Night cannot come without the permission of Allah. The sun cannot rise without the permission of Allah. The sun cannot give up light without the permission of Allah. The moon cannot shine without the permission of Allah. The trees cannot grow without the permission of Allah. From those trees, fruit cannot come out without the permission of Allah. In those fruit, sweetness cannot be found, variation cannot be found without the permission of Allah. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. Why don't you look at the camel, how it was created, at the sky, how it was raised up? No pillars. هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُتُورٍ. Can you see any gaps in that sky? Can you see anything holding it aloft? Can you see anything holding it up? إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهِ. إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say unto them, verily your Rabb is Allah. Who is Allah? الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ. Who created the heavens and who created this earth and the earth in 6 days. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. Then he rose upon his arsh. يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ. Day follows night on the permission of Allah. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ Say unto them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَاءٍ Say unto them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if Allah causes it to remain night from now till Qiyamah, which ilah, which qudrat, which force is going to bring daytime for you? قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ Say unto them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reflect, ponder, think, if Allah ta'ala causes it to remain daytime from now up till Qiyamah, which ilah, which qudrat, which force is going to bring nighttime for you to rest in that night? Day belongs to Allah, night belongs to Allah. هو الذي سخر البحر. The seas belong to Allah. سخر لكم الأنهار. The rivers belong to Allah. والأرض بعد ذلك دحاها. This earth belongs to Allah. أخرج منها ماءها ومرعاها. The waters belong to Allah. The crops and the grains belong to Allah. سبب الماء صبا. The rain waters belong to Allah. ألم ترى أن الله يزجي سحابا. Allah says, don't you see how Allah Ta'ala causes the clouds to start moving? ثُمَّ يُؤَلِّفُ بَيْنَهُ Then He joins them together. ثُمَّ يَجْعَلُهُ رُكَامًا Then He makes them in layers one above the other. That it is said rain clouds, a massive rain cloud contains 300,000 tons of water. 300 million liters of water Allah has kept in one rain cloud. وَالسَّحَابِ الْمُسَخَّرِ Held aloft between the heavens and the earth, any pillars supporting it. And then when the time comes, يُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ He causes the rain to fall where He wants it to fall. يَصْرِفُهُ عَمْ مَنْ يَشَاءُ And He may keep brings drought where He wants to bring about drought. No one can question Him. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَاهُ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَاهُ He is the ilah of the heavens and He is the ilah of this earth. أول ليس قبله شيء He is the first, before Him there is nothing. آخر ليس بعده شيء He is the last, after Him there is nothing. ظاهر ليس فوقه شيء باطن ليس دونه شيء He is apparent, above Him there is nothing. He is omnipresent, hidden from Him there is nothing. أينما تولوا فثم وجه الله Turn in any direction and it is only Allah. إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهِ Verily your Rabb is Allah الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Who created the heavens and the earth في سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ in 6 days ثُمَّ اشْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ Then He rose upon His arsh يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ He causes day to envelop night, night to envelop day وَالشَّمْسِ وَالْقَمَرِ وَالنُّجُومِ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ بِأَمْرِ The sun, the moon, the stars all subjugated to the decree and the order of one Allah. That sun, surface degree of the sun, 12,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Surface temperature of the sun, 12,000 degrees Fahrenheit. The temperature of the core of the sun, 27 million degrees Fahrenheit. Every second the sun is giving off energy equivalent to 500 million hydrogen bombs. Every second. You never heard the announcement at any time that listen, one pipe is blocked. Or it needs to be serviced. Or you have to put some oil in the sun. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ It is moving on its set pattern. Not moving like your cars. Not moving like your aeroplanes. It is said that the sun every day travels 17,280,000 kilometers. Every day. Where is the petrol coming from? Which service station? Sasol, BP. 17 million kilometers every day that sun moves. This earth. أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا Look at how Allah describes it. Have I not made this earth a cradle for you? See, this earth is spinning on its axis. Spinning at a speed of 1,000 miles an hour. 1,000 miles an hour. And moving outwards at a speed of 65,000 miles every hour. Take a top and start spinning it. Even a dust particle won't stay on that top. It'll be thrown off.
Yet this earth is spinning and moving outwards at speeds we cannot imagine, and yet this insan is sitting calmly on this earth. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا. Did we not make this earth a cradle for you? The sun, 12,000 times the size of this earth. So much energy is being given off, so much heat, that it is said that if the heat of the sun is divided into 20 million parts, one part is reaching this earth. And the sun is only one star. There are millions of stars that are million times the size of the sun. So many stars Allah has created, that scientists say that from the light that is given off from the universe, only 3-4% of the universe is visible. And in that 3-4%, there are so many stars that if one second was given to name each star, it will take 300 trillion years to name the stars. This galaxy, or Milky Way they call it, in which the earth is so vast that it is said 100,000 stars are found in this one galaxy. And this one galaxy, together with 17 other galaxies, forms one huge galaxy, which is so vast that to travel from one point to the other at the speed of light, 186,282 miles per second, from one point of this galaxy to the other will take 2 million years. And this is one galaxy. There are 500 million galaxies. والشمس والقمر والنجوم, the sun, the moon, the stars, مسخرات بأمره, have been subjugated to the decree of one Allah. The mind cannot fathom the greatness of Allah. Allah says, look within yourself, don't have to look at the sun and the stars and the moon. هَلْ تَرَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. That, O insan, did they not pass upon you a period of time? لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. When your dhikr wasn't made, you didn't even exist. You were nothing. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ. We created you. مِن نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ. From a clot of congealed blood. Somewhere Allah says, مِن مَاءٍ دَافِقٍ. From a spurt of liquid. Somewhere Allah says, مِن مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ. From a drop of worthless fluid. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِن سُلَالَةٍ مِن طِينٍ. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ. ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً. فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً. فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا. فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا. ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Allah says, we created this insan from an extract of clay. At one time this insan was one cell. A cell is so small that without a microscope you cannot even see the cell. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Allah says, were you not created out of nothing? أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Are we not your creators? One cell. 9 months later, this insan is brought forth. 100 trillion cells. From one cell, in 9 months, 100 trillion cells. And in perfect proportion, working perfectly. He said, within each cell is the DNA. The DNA is so tiny that if of all the 100 trillion cells, all the DNA of the whole body of the 100 trillion cells, if it had to be collected, will fit in one ice cube. Yet if this DNA had to be opened up, if the joints had to be opened up, it will form a distance from the earth to the sun and back 400 times. 80 billion miles long is the DNA in each human being. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ Are we not your creators? From a drop of blood, from najasat, from filth, from that which you won't hold in your hand, Allah Ta'ala brings forth the paragon of His creation. وَالشَّمْسِ والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمري The sun, the moon, the stars have been subjugated to the decree of Allah. Allah, listen, له الخلق والأمر Creation belongs to Allah, decree belongs to Allah. Life belongs to Allah, death belongs to Allah, advancement belongs to Allah, decline belongs to Allah, health belongs to Allah, sickness belongs to Allah. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو Say unto them, He is Allah, there is no one besides Allah. To Allah, decree belongs to Allah, day belongs to Allah, night belongs to Allah, life belongs to Allah, death belongs to Allah, health belongs to Allah, sickness belongs to Allah. وهو الذي في السماء إله وفي الأرض إله He is the إله of the heavens and He is the إله of this earth. Insan's purpose, insan's object, insan's maqsad in this world is to recognize this Allah. Is to take the greatness of everything besides Allah out of this heart and to bring the oneness and the greatness and the majesty and the glory of Allah in this heart. La ilaha illallah. There is no ilah. Nothing benefits, nothing harms, nothing gives life, nothing gives death, nothing gives advancement, nothing gives decline, nothing gives health, nothing gives sickness. Illallah except one Allah. This yaqeen, this conviction, 124,000 Anbiya alayhi wassalam was sent to this world with one message, one call, one invitation. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Know and understand. Oh, the entire mankind understand. No one can solve your problems. No one can benefit you. No one can harm you. No one can give you life. No one can give you death. No one can give you success. No one can give you failure. إِلَّا اللَّهِ Except with the permission, قُدْرَةً and power of one Allah. أَلِفْ لَامْ مِيمْ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُ Alif Lam Mim, there is no one but Allah. Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib, La ilaha illa hu. Rabb of the East, Rabb of the West, it is no one but Allah. Rabbul Mashriqain, Rabbul Maghribain, East, West, South, North, La ilaha illa hu. There is no one but Allah. Hu Allahu alladhi, La ilaha illa hu. عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار الوهاب الرزاق النافع الضار أول آخر ظاهر باطن مقدم مؤخر خافض رافع معز مذل The one who gives respect is Allah. The one who gives disgrace is Allah. The one who is first is Allah. The one who will be last is Allah. The one who benefits is Allah. The one who harms is Allah. The one who advances is Allah. The one who raises up is Allah. The one who brings down is Allah. The one who gives respect is Allah. The one who gives disgrace is Allah. Hu Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu. Say unto them, it is only Allah. Alif Lam Mim. Allahu la ilaha illa hu. Allahu la ilaha illa hu. Al-Hayy. Al-Qayyum, it is only Allah, living is Allah, Qayyum is Allah, Hayyun qabla kulli hay, Hayyun ba'da kulli hay, Hayyun fawqa kulli hay, Hayyun yumitu kulli hay, Hayyun la yushbihuhu hay, lam yazal wa la yazal, living before every living, living after every living, living above every living, living, He will give death to every living, living, there is nothing living that is like Allah. He was forever, He will be forever, lam yazal wa la yazal, it is only Allah. This is tabligh. This is tabligh, not some philosophy, not some organization. Tabligh is to take the greatness of everything out of the heart. Every ghair of Allah is to come out of the heart. Rabi' ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the court of Rustam, مَا جِئْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ. We haven't come. It is none of our desires. Allahu ibta'athana ilaykum. Allah has sent us. Allah has sent us to you. Tabligh did not become our responsibility because of the Tabligh Jamaat. Allah says, kuntum khayra ummah. You are the best. You are the best of every ummah. Why? Ukhrijat linnas. Read the translation. What does ukhrijat linnas mean? You have been taken out. You have been selected. You have been chosen. Linnas, for mankind. For the hidayat of mankind. What is your work? What is your task? What is your mission? يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهُونَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. To enjoin good, forward evil, and bring iman on Allah. Quran is saying, not the Tabligh Jamaat. This is Tabligh. To take the greatness of everything out of the heart and bring the greatness of one Allah in the heart. That it is only Allah that is the doer. The shop is not doing, jobs are not doing, degrees are not doing, governments are not doing. They came and asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hallana, Hallana min al-amri min shay. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell us, do we have any say? Do we have any decree? Can we do anything? Is any government going to benefit us? Is any army going to benefit us? Is any gun going to protect us? Is any burglar guard going to protect us? Is any decision at cabinet level going to affect us? Is any G7 summit going to influence us? هَلَّنَا مِنَ الْأَمْرِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Does insan have any decree? This is Quran. وَمَنْ أَسْتَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Nothing more truthful than the word of Allah. قُلْ without exception, بِلَا إِسْتِسْنَا, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ الْأَمْرَ كُلَّهُ لِلَّهِ. Every decree, every benefit, every harm, every advancement, every decline, لِلَّهِ belongs to Allah. It is only Allah, this entire creation. لَا يَمْلِكُونَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا وَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ مَوْتًا وَلَا حَيَاةً وَلَا نُشُورًا. This entire creation of its own accord cannot benefit, cannot harm, cannot give life, cannot give death, cannot resurrect, except with the permission, qudrat and power of one Allah. This was the da'wat and the invitation of every Nabi of Allah. La ilah, there is no ilah, nothing benefits, nothing harms, nothing gives life, nothing gives death, nothing gives health, nothing gives sickness, illallah, except one Allah. 13 years in Makkah, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this effort upon sahaba kiram. Each one had to give this da'wat again and again, again and again. Qurbani, sacrifice was taken from them. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whipped at night with his open wounds made to lie on the burning sand of the desert, rock placed on his chest and dragged through the streets of Makkah, shouting, Ahad the one Allah, Ahad the one Allah, Ahad the one Allah. It is only Allah, it is only Allah. Allah has to become matloob. Allah has to become maqsood. Allah has to become the goal. Hadith Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala says, my greatness and my majesty is such that the 7 heavens and the 7 earths cannot contain me. But I have created the capacity in the heart of a mu'min banda, fi qalbil mu'min, that this heart can contain me. This heart is for Allah. This heart has to become the arsh of Allah. Ulama say this heart has to become the maskan of Allah. This heart must be filled with Allah. In everything we have to see Allah. In every problem we have to turn to Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when that fire was being built, it took them years, years to build that fire. To such an extent that it is reported that in that time, If a woman wanted to get children, she would make nazar vow that if I get a child, I will add wood to the fire of Ibrahim alayhi salam. If she was sick, she would take a vow that if I am cured, I would add wood to the fire of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Such a fire that if a bird had to fly over it, it would be roasted and fall dead into the fire. Now this fire is ready. How to throw him inside? We can't even go near it. So one individual, his name was Hazen. He developed a catapult, what is called Minjaniq. And his express purpose was to use this to fling Ibrahim alayhi salam into the fire. It is said that this is the first person in history to develop a Minjaniq, a catapult. And the saza, punishment which Allah gave him, is that he was sucked into the earth until Qiyamah, he will continue to be sucked into the earth. Ibrahim a.s. is taken and placed on this catapult and is about to be flung into the fire. فَقَالَتِ السَّمَا وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ يَا اللَّهِ إِبْرَاهِيمْ يَحْرُقُ فِيكَ. The angels, the mountains, the skies, the earth call out to Allah that, Ya Allah, your Khalil Ibrahim is to be burned for your sake. Allah says, I am aware of his condition. وَإِنْ دَعَاكُمْ فَاغِيثُوا. If he calls to, turns to you for help. If he turns to you for help, then help him. Jibreel, such an angel of Allah, 600 wings, if one wing opens, the whole east is blocked out. The other wing opens, the whole west will be blocked out. Such power Allah gave him. Qawme Lut, when the decision came to destroy Qawme Lut, he used the tip of one wing. This tip was put underneath the 7 cities of Qawme Lut. And the cities were lifted up to this extent that it is mentioned that the malaika of the heavens could hear the dogs of Qawme Lut barking. It was taken so high up, flipped over and smashed onto the earth. An angel whom Allah praises so much, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ ذِي قُوَّةٍ عِنْدَ ذِي الْعَرْشِ مَكِينٍ مُطَاعٍ ثَمَّ أَمِينٍ. 5 sifat in one place in the Quran are mentioned of Jibreel. Somewhere else Allah says, ذُو مِرَّةٍ. Mufassirin explain, what is dhu mirra? They say one is a quiet strength. A bodybuilder lifts weights till he builds his muscles and he becomes strong. And the other is where the strength is given directly by Allah. That is dhu mirra. An angel endowed with power from Allah. Such an angel comes to Ibrahim alayhi salam. That, O Khalil, I am here for your assistance. He says, that did Allah send you? Did Allah send you? He says, no, I took permission and came. Amma ilayka fala. O Jibreel, I will not turn to you. I will not turn to you. My Allah knows my situation. La ilaha illallah. There is no ilah, no helper, no benefit. La hafidha illallah. La malika illallah. La raziqa illallah. No protector but Allah. No owner but Allah. No sustainer but Allah. He turns to Allah, Allahumma, anta al-wahidu fi al-sama' wa ana al-wahidu fi al-ard. Falaysa fi al-ardi abadun ya'buduka ghayri. O Allah, you are alone in the heavens. And I am alone on this earth. If I am killed today, there will be no one else to worship you on this earth. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for me. And Allah is the best of protectors. Hasbi Allah. Allah is sufficient for me. Qulna ya narukuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Allah orders, O fire, become cool now. Become cool and a source of safety and security for my Khalil Ibrahim. People are looking, Ibrahim alayhi salam sitting in the lap of luxury in the center of the fire. to such an extent that his father also was a mushrik, says Ni'mar Rab, Rabbu Ibrahim. What a good Rab Ibrahim has. His mother says, "Oh my son, make dua to your Rab. I want to come and meet you in the fire." He makes dua to Allah. Fire burns on the permission of Allah. Allah orders the fire to cool down. Ibrahim al-Islam's mother walks through the fire, comes to her son, embraces and kisses him, and walks out of the fire. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for me. This was the da'wat of Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. To make this insan understand that there is no one but Allah. Allah is to become the goal. Allah is to become the qibla. Allah is to become the direction. My purpose and my object is to please my Allah. Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal ard khanifa wa ma ana min al-mushrikeen. I have turned my whole zat and my whole being to that Allah who created the heavens and the earth. How Allah describes His Qudrat and His power. That, O insan, that sun and that moon and those stars and this universe are subjugated to my order. You are insignificant. You are puny. What is your power in front of the power of the sun? If those things are subjugated to my order, then understand, O insan, you also have to hand yourself over to Allah. Ala lahu al-khalq wal-amr. Listen, the khaliq, creation belongs to Allah. Decree belongs to Allah. Every allegiance, every reliance, every trust has to be turned from the makhluk towards Allah. Ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala who says, Allahu ibta'athana ilaykum. Allah sent us to you. For what? Linukhrij al-ibad min ibadati al-ibad ila ibadati rabbil ibad. What is our purpose? What is our object? To take mankind out of the servitude of things, out of the reliance of the creation, and put them in the servitude of one Allah, that Allah is the doer. Shah Kirmani rahmatullah alayhi, proposal comes for his daughter from none other than the king of Kirman. 3 days go past and he doesn't give any reply. After 3 days, one day he comes into the masjid and he sees a youngster, yuhsinu salatahu, that is making a very beautiful salah. He's got patches on his clothing, poor youngster, but he's making beautiful salah. He goes up to him after the salah, alaka zawja, said, "Oh youngster, are you married?" So he says, "No, I'm not married." So he asks him, "Hal laka fi zawjatin taqra'u al-Qur'an wa tusalli wa tasum wa hiya jamilatun nadhifatun afifa?" Would you be interested in getting married to a woman whose days are spent in fasting, whose nights are spent in ibadat, in reciting the Qur'an, and on top of that she is beautiful, she is chaste, she is pure? The youngster says that, "Of course, but who is going to give me such a woman?" He says, "I am referring to my daughter." And there and then he makes the nikah of his daughter with this youngster. And proposal comes for our daughter. If anybody had to ask the question, that is he making good salah? Or how does he make his salah? You'll think there's something gone wrong with that person's head. What's his bank balance? Has he got a job? Has he got a car? Will he be able to provide for my daughter, na'udhu billah? Why, the whole thinking has changed. The zihn has changed. The object has changed. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, proposal comes for his daughter from Yazid, who is the Khalifa. He rejects the proposal. One of Yazid's ordinary servants asks him permission, can I propose? He says, go ahead and propose. When the proposal comes, he accepts the proposal. So the people start, the rumor starts spreading that Abu Darda has insulted the Khalifa. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala who says that is not why I rejected the proposal. I thought to myself, my daughter will get married to the king. She'll be sitting in the lap of luxury on the throne. Around her in every direction will be servants. She will be attended to hand and feet. أَيْنَ دِينُهَا مِنْهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ On that day, when she is in that palatial home, where will her deen be? Where will her consciousness of Allah be? Where will her consciousness of Akhirat be? This is why I rejected that proposal. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِذَا خَطَبَ إِلَيْكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ فَزَوِّجُوهُ إِلَّا تَفْعَلُوهُ تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ عَرِيمٌ That when a proposal comes from such a source, whose deen and akhlaq pleases you, then get your daughter married to him. Because if you do not do so, there will be fitna and fasad on this earth. Risk is in the hands of Allah. Sustenance is in the hands of Allah. When this young girl now goes to the home of her husband, فَلَمَّا دَخَلَتْ بَيْتَ الْغُلَامِ رَأَتْ رَغِيفًا يَابِسًا عَلَىٰ رَأْسِ جَرَّةِ She sees a piece of dry bread sitting on one shelf, and in their home there is nothing else. She asks, مَا هَذَا? What is this? He says, رَغِيفٌ بَقِيَ مِنَ الْأَمْسِ فَتَرَكْتُهُ لِأُفْتِرَ عَلَيْهِ الْيَوْمِ This is a piece of bread that was left over from my food of yesterday. I kept it so that I can make iftar of my roza of today with this piece of bread. In other words, the day when he was taking rukhsati of his wife, he was fasting. فَلَمَّا سَمِعَ ذَلِكَ وَلَّتْ رَاجِعَ When she heard this, she turned around and started walking out. He said, قَدْ عَرَفْتُ أَنَّ بِنْتَ الشَّاهِ الْكِرْمَانِ لَا تَقْنَعْ لِفَقْرِ وَلَا تَرْضَى بِي لَهَا بَعْلًا He said, I knew that the daughter of Shah Kirmani will never be content with my poverty and will never be happy with a poor man like me as a husband. When she hears this, she turned around and she said, أَنَّ بِنْتَ الشَّاهِ الْكِرْمَانِ لَيْسَ خُرُوجُهَا مِنْ بَيْتِكَ لِفَقْرِكَ بَلْ لِضَعْفِ يَكِينِكَ That the daughter of Shah Kirmani is not leaving your home because of your poverty, but because of the weakness of your yaqeen. I am not surprised at you. I am more surprised at my father, who told me, زَوَّجْتُكِ بِالشَّابِ الْعَفِيفِ I am getting you married to a pious youngster. كَيْفَ وَصَفَ بِالْعِفَّةِ مَنْ لَا يَعْتَمِدُ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا بِالدِّخَارِ رَغِيفِ How did he describe as chaste and pious that person who till he did not keep behind a piece of bread, did not trust that Allah would feed him? Either the piece of bread goes or I go. لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيْرِ تَغْدُو خِمَاسًا وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانًا Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you trusted Allah, if you trusted Allah as you were supposed to trust Him, then He would feed you like He feeds the birds. That bird leaves its nest in the morning empty stomach. In the evening it returns with its stomach full. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ دَابَّةِ اللَّهَ تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ دَابَّةِ اللَّهَ تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا Allah says, look around you. Look at the animals. Which animal do you see carrying its food for tomorrow? They are supposed to have inferior intelligence, yet they don't have the worry for the food for tomorrow. Allah yarzuquha wa iyyakum. That Allah who will feed them tomorrow will feed you also. This is iman, where the reliance of everything comes out and the reliance of only Allah is in the heart. That my shop is not doing, my job is not doing, degrees are not doing, society is not doing, the marketplace is not doing, the government is not doing, Allah is the doer. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Man i'tamada ala malihi faqad qalla, Man i'tamada ala sultanihi faqad dhalla, Man i'tamada ala aqlihi faqad ikhtalla, Man i'tamada ala ilmihi faqad dhalla. That person who will rely on his wealth will run short. He will rely on his government or his sultanate or his strength, he will be disgraced. He will rely on his intelligence, his intelligence will be destroyed. He will rely on his knowledge, he will be deviated. وَمَنِ اَعْتَمَدَ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَمَنِ اَعْتَمَدَ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَلَا قَلَّ وَلَا ضَلَّ وَلَا ذَلَّ وَلَا اخْتَلَّ. And the one who will rely on Allah, he will never run short, he will never be deviated, he will never be disgraced, his intelligence will never be destroyed. فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah will become sufficient for him. We are not saying don't have jobs, don't have businesses. We're not saying don't do work of dunya. But the trust and the gaze and the yaqeen must not be on that. That with that or without that, Allah is my raziq. Allah is my sustainer. Allah says, I am sufficient for you. Kafa billahi nasira. Kafa billahi khasiba. Kafa billahi shahida. Kafa billahi wakila. Kafa billahi waliya. Kafa billahi raqiba. Kafa bihi bidhunubi ibadihi khabiran masira. Allah says, I am sufficient for you. Sufficient as your helper. Sufficient as your witness. Sufficient as your friend. Sufficient as your protector. Sufficient as your overseer. I am sufficient for you. Allah asks, Alaysa Allahu bikafin abda? Allah asks, am I not sufficient for you? That in that business you lie, you cheat, you deceive. That muazzin bichara calls out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Oh shopkeeper, come to the masjid. Oh student, come to the masjid. Oh businessman, come to the masjid. Oh farmer, come to the masjid. Your success, dignity, honor and sustenance lies in the masjid. Obey the call of your Allah, and this is your honor. And yet more than 90% of the believing ummah, of those who have recited La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, are not performing the 5 times daily salah. When this is the condition of the iman of the ummah, then we don't have to look far to try to understand what is bringing about our downfall. Principal effort of Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam was the effort of yaqeen. All the lies, all the cheating, all the deception, all the fraud of the entire marketplace put together is because of incorrect yaqeen on one sifat, one quality of Allah, that Allah is my raziq. If we believe Allah is my raziq, then cheating, lying, deception, interest, riba, all that is finished. Because we will not break the order of Allah in seeking our sustenance. This is tabligh. To make that effort, to take the greatness of everything out of our heart and put the greatness of Allah in the heart. And to make that effort on the whole mankind, to go to one person, one place, one town, one city, and make the whole mankind understand that greatness only belongs to Allah. Success lies only in the obedience of one Allah. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The greatest thing is that Allah must be pleased. The wife of the Sahabi, is leaving the home to go to the bazaar, to go and earn. She calls out from behind, Iyaka wa kasbil haram, Iyaka wa kasbil haram. Beware of bringing haram into my home. Beware of bringing haram into my home. فَإِنَّا نَصْبِرُ عَلَى الْجُوعِ وَلَا نَصْبِرُ عَلَى نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ. I can make sabr on hunger. I am prepared to die out of hunger, but I will not be able to make sabr over the azab of Jahannam. Poverty in the obedience of Allah, Allah's qasam is wealth. Wealth in the obedience of Allah is wealth. Poverty in the disobedience of Allah is poverty, and wealth in the disobedience of Allah, Allah's qasam, is poverty. In my dressing, in my home, in my family, in my children, in everything, the goal is to become Allah must be pleased. This is our object, to introduce this entire creation to Allah. لِنُخْرِجَ الْعِبَادِ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْعِبَادِ إِلَىٰ عِبَادَةِ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ وَمِنْ ضِيقِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ سَعَةِ الْآخِرَةِ وَمِنْ جَوْرِ الْأَدْيَانِ إِلَىٰ عَدْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Allah sent us to you to take mankind out of the servitude of things and put them in the servitude of one Allah. To take them out of the tightness of this world and put them into the vastness of Akhirat. That today this ummah, it was sent to turn the attention of the whole mankind away from this dunya towards akhirat. Themselves have gotten caught up in this dunya. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the most beloved of Allah's creation, whose maqam, whose status was such. Allama Suyuti rahmatullahi alayhi mentions one riwayat, on the authority of Abu Nu'aym from Mihilya. He says, أَوْحَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ نَبِيِّ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ أَنَّهُ مَنْ لَقِيَنِي وَهُوَ جَاحِدٌ بِأَحْمَدٍ أَدْخَلْتُهُ النَّارِ. Allah Ta'ala sent wahi to Musa alayhi salam, the Nabi of the Bani Israel, that that person will come to me on the Day of Judgment, and he has rejected Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will put him into Jahannam. Musa alayhi salam says, oh my Allah, wa man Ahmad? Who is Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Who is this person? Allah Ta'ala says wahi to him, ma khalaqtu khalqan akrama alayya minhu. I have not created any creation more honored in my eyes than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Katabtu ismahu ma ismi ala al-arsh qabla an akhluq as-samawati wal-ard. I have written his name next to my name on my arsh before I created the heavens and the earth. إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ مُحَرَّمَةٌ عَلَىٰ جَمِيعِ خَلْقِي حَتَّى يَدْخُلَهَا هُوَ وَأُمَّتُهُ. I have made Jannat haram. I have made Jannat haram upon the entire creation until Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his ummah does not enter into Jannat. Such maqam, such status, such beauty Allah endowed him with. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala who says, one night, we were sitting in the courtyard of Masjid al-Nabawi. It was a full moon night. The moon, with all its ebullience and beauty, was shining brightly. He says, I looked towards the moon. And then I looked at the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then I looked again at the beautiful moon. And then again I looked at my Nabi. Allah's qasam, there was more noor and radiance coming from the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam than from the moon. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says that the women of the time of Yusuf alayhi salam, when they saw his beauty, فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ أَكْبَرْنَهُ وَقَطَّعْنَ أَيْدِيَهُنْ وَقُلْنَ حَاشَ لِلَّهِ مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ. They became so entranced by his beauty that they cut their hands. Allah's qasam, Allah placed parda over the beauty of my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If his true beauty had to be revealed, the women of this ummah would have cut their hearts open. He says, once I was sitting at dusk and doing some sewing in my home. The needle slipped from my hand and I could not find it. I was looking on the ground, I couldn't find it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered the home. She says, such nur was emanating from his face that immediately I saw my needle. When I related to him what had happened, he said to me, Ya Humaira, wail, thumma al-wail, liman hurima al-nadru ala wajhi. Oh Humaira, that was the affectionate name which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would use for Aisha radiallahu anha. There is destruction and halakat and then destruction again for the one who is deprived of the sight of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a Nabi, such maqam and status Allah endowed him with. Yet, look at how he lived in this world. During the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Umar would live with such abstinence and austerity that the food he would eat was so coarse that others couldn't put it down. And he had patches on his clothing. So the Sahaba made mashwara that let us request Umar to increase his allowance from the Baytul Mal. But who is going to say this? They didn't know what reaction they would get. Umar was known for his fierce temperament. So they decided to send Aisha radiallahu anha, Ummul Mu'mineen, and Hafsa radiallahu anha, the daughter of Umar, and also Ummul Mu'mineen. Lengthy riwayat, there's no time to go into the details. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha requests permission to Umar to speak. He says, go ahead. She says, my husband, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave everything for the deen of Allah. He went through untold hardships. He did not desire this world, nor did he look at this world. Until eventually, Allah ta'ala called him back to him. And then my father, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was faced with great fitnas and trials. People had rejected zakat. People had started becoming murtad. All sorts of difficulties came about. He also did not look at this world, was not affected by the things of this world. And Allah used him till he was called back. Now you have been made Amirul Mu'mineen, and Islam is spread far and wide. وَوُفُودُ الْعَرَبِ وَالْعَجَمِ يَأْتُونَكَ. And the delegations of the Arabs and the non-Arabs daily are coming to Medina Munawwara. And your condition is such that you have 13 patches on your clothing. Why don't you increase your allowance? Wear such clothing, yuhabu fihi manzaruk, that these people will look at you and they will be filled with awe. They look at the power of Islam. وَيُغْدَى عَلَيْكَ بِجَفْنَةٍ مِّنَ الطَّعَامِ وَيُرَاحُ عَلَيْكَ بِجَفْنَةٍ مِّنَ الطَّعَامِ. And let there be food brought every morning and evening in your majlis, and all those that are present can eat. When Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu hears this, فَبَكَى عُمَرُ عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ بُكَاءً شَدِيدًا. He begins crying bitterly.